you'll join me for today's Fireside Chat. As we head into 2019, I wanted to just spend a little time talking to you about what all went down in 2018 and what's to come in 2019. I think you're going to like this episode. I'm also revealing my theme for 2019, so I hope you won't miss a minute.
Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I'm so glad to have you with me today, as always. Thank you so much for your shares and your downloads and for being a subscriber. And happy 2019 to you. This is absolutely one of my favorite episodes that I do all year, is the first episode of the year. That's really a lot, kind of like a fireside chat. And that's what today's episode is. I'm going to kind of fill you in on what's coming up and what my 2019 looks like and what I'm grateful for from 2018, all the lessons that I learned. And this is the episode where I'm also going to reveal my theme word for the year. Every year, well, I don't know how long you've been a subscriber or a listener, but I'm going into year three or four. I believe I'm going into year four. And every year I pick a theme that is a central focus for my life. And everything I do in that year revolves around that word. It's really It's like a beacon. It's like a light. So in today's episode, I'm going to reveal what my theme word is. And I might encourage you to pick a theme word. I don't do resolutions, but I have done this theme word, I guess, for maybe about 6 or 7 years, maybe longer. A former student of mine, she introduced me to the concept, and I really like it. It's, you know, I always pick a word that I need a little work in, a little improvement, or I know that I'm going to need that word. Like, I remember the year my father passed away, courage was my word, and I needed a lot of courage that year. So I'm going to reveal my word and really do encourage you to maybe pick one. I've heard from listeners over the years that they loved hearing about the theme word and they picked a theme word. So I always love to hear from you guys. And I've got an incredible season lined up. I'm kind of going back to the beginning a little bit with the episodes, back to psychology of the voice and back to some of the foundational elements that I teach that really set me apart. I have been studying that a lot lately. What is it that sets me apart? And I've been doing that for all of my marketing stuff and the new things that I'm rolling out and the new website and all of that. And I hear it from my clients as well, that this work is really different. It's not external work. It's not external voice technique. It's internal voice technique. And so I'm going to go back to the beginning, back to the foundation elements, back to the basics a little bit, starting here in the new year with Captivate the Room. And then I'll branch out into, you know, more technique about using your voice and speaking with confidence. And I've got an episode planned where I'm really going to hone in on selling and your voice. And I'm doing it kind of like case studies because I've had some incredible success stories this year with my people doubling and tripling their income. So that's where I'm going to start with Captivate the Room this year. But early in the year, I am also going to roll out the series of interviews that are going to be featured, not all of them, but some of them that are going to be featured in You Took My Voice, which is my documentary that we're about to start shooting. we're about to start. Well, we're about to start the big fundraising piece. We've done some shooting and we're about to do more. So I've got several of the people that are being featured in the documentary have been interviewed here on the show. That will be coming out pretty quickly. Probably by the end of January, I will roll out an episode on why I decided to do the documentary and a little bit more about my story. And then these amazing, you're going to be blown away by these interviews from these people that were silenced, that were literally silenced, just like me, maybe even just like you. That'll be coming up pretty quick. And I'm so excited that the documentary is finally in motion. You know, I got the idea to do that about this time last year, probably about October a year ago. You know, I just woke up one day and I had this thought in my head about the link between being silenced and criminality. And I started exploring that. And out of that, January 1st of 2018, I woke up and my first thought was, you have to shoot a documentary now. Because I had already thought about it a little bit when I got the idea about the link between criminality and being silenced and knowing I wanted to research that. And the documentary had come into my mind. And then January 1st was like, now is good. And I didn't do it. I started on the documentary, and I want to tell you why I put it on hold. The filmmaker that I was going to use, I started seeing her Instagram posts that were filled with statements about silencing others. And I couldn't have that. I couldn't have the filmmaker, someone representing a film about the incredible damage that is done when we are silenced, that is out there silencing people. And here's the thing. People don't even realize they're doing it, especially in the world we live in today. I don't know that she ever realized that what she was posting was actually silencing people. And I see it all day long. And that's the point of the documentary. A big part of it is people don't realize the damage they're doing. I mean, part of the documentary is about featuring the stories of these people that have been silenced, which, you know, could be everybody on earth. But it's also to teach people that are silencing others what they're doing, the damage that they're causing. You know, after I got the idea about the link between criminality and our voice, there was an event that happened in my life where I was silenced. And that is actually where I got the original idea, the first idea about the documentary. And I'm going to talk about that more in that episode. But my thought was, okay, hold on a minute. I've been working on this my whole life. I see all the signs coming, and I still got silenced. And I knew I had to do it. I knew I had to do this documentary. So anyway, I kind of went down a little rabbit hole there. And I have a new set of filmmakers, really amazing. And we're already rolling. So I'm going to put the link for the fundraiser in the show notes. And I would love it if you would share that around and help me get the word out. This is a piece that needs to be done. It's unique, it's different, and it's gonna help a lot of people. It's gonna help a lot of people that have never felt heard. It's gonna help people that are still not using their voice with the courage to use their voice, because they're gonna see some stuff. Man, there's some not so great outcomes, you know, and that's not what I want for you. I want you to have the freedom to say what you need to say and to use your voice and to, you know me, use it beautifully. So that's kind of what's going on with the Captivate the Room podcast. And then I'm going to be starting a new podcast. Well, it's an old new podcast. Some of you heard me talk about it and may have even been aware of it when I rolled it out before, probably over a year ago, Earth School Journey. And then I pulled the podcast down and I'm putting it back up. And in Earth School Journey, I'm really going to be talking about a lot of life lessons and a lot of things that I've learned around voice. It's going to be more effective communication, more using your voice, getting out of survival, thriving, navigating the world. I'm rolling in a lot of the subconscious and psychological programming. So I'm excited to have that come back out. And that'll probably going to roll out first quarter, maybe at the top of second quarter. But Captivate the Room will still be here. It just might be a little bit more geared back to voice technique. So this is what's going on for me this year. Now, I hope you have great plans for 2019, and I hope that somewhere in those plans, if you need to work on your voice, that is rolled into one of your quarters. I have just, especially this last quarter of 2018, I think it was one of the most remarkable quarters of my career because of the people that I worked with in this last quarter. Some of the greatest challenges I faced, some of the most amazing people that I love all my people. I always have, I always will. But this end of the year really took me and my work to a whole nother level. And I don't mean that as a criticism, like these people were difficult. They were extraordinary. And what they showed me, not that I even needed to be shown, but my gosh, they showed me the power of the psychological piece of this work and just how much it differentiates me from other voice coaches. They showed me, they required me to tap into my intuitive abilities more so than I've ever been required. And I'm so grateful because, wow, talk about taking this work up to the next level. Amazing men and women that I'm so proud of. And, you know, they're one of my biggest areas of gratitude this year. The people that I worked with all year, always, you know, all my people. But this last quarter, some of the most special and extraordinary people I've ever worked with made such massive life-changing gains. And that's what I want for everybody. As a result of that, my work will definitely be heavier than it's been before in psychology of the voice, if that's even possible. Because even though I do prescribe, if you will, voice technique, it's always been driven by psychology and by intuition. And that's really going to be, I'm really going to lean into that focus this year. What I have found in the entire career, but especially in this last quarter, is that a technique is a Band-Aid. It's great, and I'm not criticizing, certainly not criticizing any of my colleagues, because everybody's going to gravitate to somebody. So the people that like me may not like them. The people that like them may not like me. That's okay. Everybody resonates with someone. But what I saw this year, even more than any other year, was that we have to heal the wound. That the wound is what is driving what you are doing vocally. The attitude, the tone, the silence, the irritation, the loud, the soft, the lack of flow. It is all about the story. And we can throw in some voice technique and you will sound better, but I want to just fix it forever. I want you to be free forever. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit longer. Sometimes you got to wrestle with this stuff and work with this technique for a little bit. I mean, good grief. You were doing it the other way for 40 years. But to hear the stories from my people this year about things that they went out and did with their voice that they hadn't ever been able to do, to say no or to not get irritated and get a tone with somebody. to do it different and the freedom that they got from it. It's absolutely, absolutely one of the best coaching years of my life because of the amazing clients that I had. So I'm so grateful for those people. Now, out of that, certainly came some reworking of the programs that I'm going to teach, and I do hope I get to work with you this year. I've streamlined things a little bit. You know, I'm always trying to throw different things out there to see what works for you. But this year, my focus is going to be as follows. Certainly the documentary. Possibly, and this is a secret, so don't tell anybody. It's just between us. Possibly a TV show. Two new books, Psychology of the Voice, which is where I'm really talking about this psychology and masks. It's a little bit different than my other book, Captivate the Room. So Psychology of the Voice is coming out, and that'll be followed up with, I don't know if you're going to like this one or not, but it's a story about the book about my story of being silenced and everything that came out of it. So those will be, that'll be rolling out. And then I'm going to run two programs. So of course, I'm going to work with people privately, but I'm going to run two programs. Voices of Success, which is now 12 weeks. It was 8. It's now 12. Next round, January, mid-January. Oh, in fact, I've got a live training coming up on the 16th. If you want to get in on the live free training, webinar training, prior to the launch of Voices of Success, you can, I'll put the link in the show notes and you can sign up. I'd love to have you join me. Great program. Really got some, I got to work with some amazing people all year long in that program. First year of Voices of Success. Learned a lot. Learned I wanted it to be 12 weeks. And then my second program, I don't have it titled yet, but I've already got people signed up for it. It's an advanced version of Voices of Success, but kind of like a mastermind. So if you've worked with me before and you want to up your game, it's an 8-week program where you're going to work on something specific. And that might even be you just want to be a better communicator. And it's a real, you know, really great group of people, really serious about the work. You work with me, you get my next level feedback and then input from the others working on very specific things like video or podcast or live speaking. And that's it. I think that's it. I think that's all I'm doing. I hope you will join me this year for something. Now, you know, I could always change my mind and add in some more things. But I felt like last year, it was really important for me to start getting back to something more creative, and I didn't do it. And so you know what's been heavy on me the last 2 months? Get back to creativity. That's why I'm doing a couple of creative projects this year, the books, the documentary, and that's going to limit my time to not as many programs. But I love the Voices of Success program. It is such an amazing program. And you got to see the guys that, some of the guys that I just worked with, they did a little video for me. They were all in the Zoom room talking about the experience. It's really cool. I don't know if it's up on the website or not yet, but I have to get it up. You have to check it out. It's really great. But it was a great year. You know, it was a tough year, a lot of hard lessons, not as tough as 2017. I think I cried the whole year. That was a really, really, really tough year. Maybe the toughest of my life. This year had some hard lessons, but they were good. They've catapulted me into a better being. You know, I spent the last three months working with a subconscious reprogrammer, which was interesting for me, but no doubt will help the people that I work with. It was great to hear him. He didn't know what I did for a living. It was a group. And it was great to hear him talk about the power of the voice without him even realizing the work that I do. Got to speak at Podcast Movement 18, which was amazing. Hopefully I'll speak there again this year. I've already got two or three other big presentations lined up that I've been asked to speak at. Super excited about that. You know, I think though, at the end of the day, probably my clients and you, the listeners, are what I'm most grateful for. I heard from so many of you this year. I got to know so many of you this year. So many of you have joined my groups or worked with me privately because of the podcast. And I think that's where my greatest gratitude is for 2018. And I have so much hope for those of you that have struggled to find your voice. I have so much hope for you in the coming year that you're going to do what it takes to find your voice, because I want you to have that power, the freedom and the power to say what you need to say, and say it kindly is huge. It's complete game changer. And of course, I'm, you know, grateful and excited about the possibility of changing more lives, helping more people find their voice. That's my number one mission, is how many people can I serve in 2019? How many voices can I heal in 2019? How many stories that are nonsense can I fix and change to empower others in 2019? I have such a big vision for 2019. And I tell you, I got to be honest with you, I got it down to three words. It's always hard for me to pick my words, my theme word. And I got it down to allow and vision. And then a friend of mine said she'd picked abundance. And I was like, ooh, yeah, that's a good one. So I put it on the short list. I've spent this entire year clarifying my vision. I realized, I guess about 9 months ago, that I really didn't have clarity of vision, that I was just helping people and I was serving people. And that was great, but I didn't have a vision like I've had before in my life. And so I've spent hours this year in silence trying to create the vision that I want, the vision for the thousands of people that I want to serve, the vision for the stages that I want to stand on to help people discover what the psychology of the voice is and just how much it's affecting their lives, affecting their ability to communicate. And it's a really big vision. And so up until this morning, my word was going to be vision. Because if I take my theme word and I really center everything around it and I focus around it, you know, I really want to be focused on my vision this year. Anything that's not lined up with that vision, I'm not doing it. If it's not going to get me closer to that vision of serving the masses and introducing people to the power of going in, not just putting a Band-Aid on, but going in and rewriting that story, having that kind of courage, and what a game changer it will be. If it's not going to make that happen, I'm not doing it. But then I woke up this morning and the first thing that popped into my mind was allow. Because if I'm going to center everything I do around my word, vision made a lot of sense, because I don't want to do things that don't relate to my vision. I want to stay focused on my vision. I want to take action on my vision. But I know why I have to pick allow. Because I've spent the whole year focusing on vision. And I figured out that I didn't really have clarity of vision. And I have so much more clarity of vision. But the word that I pick every year is not just meant to be a theme word. It's meant to be a word where I need to improve. And I've had great visions of a lot of great things, and I've made them happen. traveling the world, directing plays, moving to New York City, teaching for Mike Nichols, all of that was vision. And I did it. I made it happen. I brought it to life. But I've struggled to allow. And it's something that I've been working on for a while, because I didn't even realize that I didn't allow. And that really comes from my own story of, you got to be strong and you got to be an overcomer and come on, you're a good one and we just get it done and we're just workaholics and we just push on through like a bull, you know. They used to call my dad the bull because he was just so strong and he just pushed forward. And, you know, I always said he had an amazing work ethic. But the truth is, he really was a workaholic. He loved what he did, and he loved his people, and I'm certainly his daughter. But to allow, I see it as a challenge. I was a single mother by the time my son was 5 months old. I had to get it done. I had to rely on my own strength time and time and time again. And there wasn't anybody there. So I realized I just kind of shut the door on allowing because I had to, I thought. And maybe I didn't have to, but I chose to. But I know in order to create the vision that I've put together for 2019 and beyond, I have to allow. I have to allow help. I have to allow other ideas. I have to allow letting go of some of the things that I shouldn't be doing that an assistant should be doing. I have to allow people in. And so that's my word this year. That's my theme word this year. I don't know how it'll go, you know, because I'm still a good one and I'm still know how to get things done. And I'm still and always will be, just like my dad said, an overcomer. But this year, I'm going to pull back and I'm going to allow. I'm going to allow the people that need to come to me to come to me. I'm going to allow the choices that I need to make and the clarity to make them. I'm going to allow myself to take breaks and be visible and do whatever I need to do. And I'm really excited about it because that's real off the trajectory for me. It's a totally different word. It's a totally different way of being. And, you know, I realized this year that I was literally just about, I don't know, how do I even put this? Like just in get it done mode, because I had been in get it done mode since my son was a baby. And then of course he was diagnosed with autism at the age of 2, and you just have to get stuff done. You just have to get stuff done. I mean, didn't speak till he was 5. You got to get stuff done, you know? And I lived in New York City by myself. You know, you just get it done. And then I realized, whoa, I think I need to chill out. I caught myself being in mode. And I think that when we get in mode like that, there's a lot of resistance that can come. There's a lot of resistance in that. There's a lot of repelling in that. There's a lot of survival in that. Whether you're in survival mode or not, you've just trained yourself. You've trained your muscle memory to just keep pushing through because you got to. So I'm really excited about this theme word. And, you know, I tell you, I feel like I was just a minute ago recording the 2018 episode. And here we are, 2019. So I'll let you know in a year how it goes, because I have a feeling it'll be just a minute and I'll be doing the 2020 episode. I want you to have the best year of your life. I want you to have, my wish for you is to have great success, all your dreams to come true. Secretly, my greatest desire for you is to find your voice and use it in such a way that it changes the lives of others, because that's what it has the power to do. I want more than anything this year for you to really get it and really do it, really know what it means to speak your truth beautifully. And I want you to do it with absolute ease. And the first place you can go to join me is in my free training. If you're looking for resources, if you're looking for a way to figure out what I'm talking about, here's the podcast. Join my free trainings. Follow me on YouTube. Join my programs. So I'm going to put a bunch of links in the show notes for you. The live training webinar, the Voices of Success link, documentary. And then let's do this thing. As always, if you have any thoughts, any ideas, any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. You can email me at Tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at CaptivateTheRoom.com. And I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to wrap it up here today. I can't wait to get to know you throughout the year. But that's it for today. So until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Thanks for listening to Captivate the Room with Tracy Goodwin. You can reach out to her at CaptivateTheRoom.com and be sure to grab the Voice Formula, a free video series that will help you start making a bigger impact with your voice today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes.